Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. Malcolm Honlein is here. There's very big trouble in the Middle East. Nothing got easier with Syria falling under the boot of an Al-Qaeda affiliate led by a man whose nom de guerre was Al-Jolani. That means the Golan Heights, whose new name is his Syrian national name. But once, my understanding is once you swear to Al-Qaeda, you don't unswear. That is, you have a question for Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm, Lebanon, the threat persists. What is its current state?
It is very serious. It's a destabilized country. Israel is still taking limited actions where they find violations of the ceasefire agreement, but uncovers all the time the extreme depth of investment by Iran with the weapons. They took out 10,000 weapons. They found one tunnel where they three truckloads, big trucks, loads of ammunition and munitions were taken out. And some of them include sophisticated weapons, missiles aimed at Israel. It's just remarkable. But at the same time, there is supposedly a big wave of desertions from Hezbollah, and they see this as undermining Hezbollah's future. And as Israel began its ground operation a couple weeks ago, they began to abandon their posts. They fled to Syria. Now they're trying to come back from Syria. And this wave of desertions has left them together with the fact that a lot of the leadership has been eliminated. So the hope was that the Lebanese army would begin to fill in some of the voids. But the Lebanese prime minister yesterday said, first we rely on Allah, then on Turkey. And as the Iranian axis falls, he said a Turkish Sunni axis emerges and we have to stay vigilant and prepared. And they, of course, include Somalia in that and Libya in that. And that's what Erdogan was referring to. We see also that the UNIFIL is creating a lot of tension. It's not capable of fulfilling its mission. It's been there for 5 decades, has over 10,000 soldiers from 40 countries and didn't prevent Hezbollah from doing anything. And today doesn't prevent UNIFIL from trying to reestablish its presence south of the Litani and in other locations. So we have a situation in Lebanon where the economy and the country are in ruins, and we see no emerging leadership that seems to be able to unify the country. And the Sunni axis could present a challenge as great as the Shiite axis that was led by Turkey and by Iran and continues to be led by Iran.
Malcolm, Iran. I routinely now see headlines saying Iran could, will, should accelerate its atomic weapons program. The alarm bells are still ringing in Washington, I believe, although we're in between administrations right now. What do we know about the IAEA? Is there any clarity about where Iran is?
There is no clarity about where Iran is right now. There is a lot of discussion about it, about what direction they're taking. There are various reports that came out of the IAEA about it. But to say that there is clarity would be an exaggeration. In fact, the warnings that they have continued to build up their stockpiles. There was a story in Agence France Presse that it has allowed the international agency to increase the number of inspections at Natanz, Fardo, and Isfahan. But the IAEA says this is not confirmed, meaning that they haven't got evidence yet that in fact, these increased inspections. What they do see is that Iran is increasing its operations. And one of the most disturbing signs, by the way, just as a footnote, is that Iran-linked operatives have been recruiting minors for attacks on Israeli and Jewish institutions across Europe. And there are reports now that the pattern of incidents in Sweden, Belgium, Norway shows that there is a covert campaign by Iran to carry the proxy war. And they offer 1,500 euros for hits on the Israelis for killings. And they documented incidents where a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old tried to reach the Israeli embassy with a loaded gun, and another firing at an Israeli installation in Sweden. This is really chilling to understand the true nature of what we're facing. And the economic conditions have worsened. There is not enough heating in Iran today. An energy-rich country, most government offices are closed or operating reduced hours. Schools and colleges moved to online. Highways and shopping malls are dark. Industrial plants have been denied power. So manufacturing is coming to a halt. And although it has one of the biggest supplies of natural gas and oil, it is in a full-blown energy crisis, which is only increasing the domestic unrest and distrust. The presidential compound has no lights, and food and medical production facilities are shut. And they can't blame U.S. sanctions, because U.S. gave them tens of billions of dollars over the years, but certainly in the last months, a huge amount of money. They call it, people inside the country are calling it catastrophic, and they say that it's worse than what happened in 1979 revolution and the Iran-Iraq war time. Even tea, which is the favorite beverage in Iran, they were bringing in tea from India that was inferior, wasn't meant for consumption, and they would then doctor it and sell it to consumers.
30 seconds, go ahead.
And sell it to consumers, which is only reflective of how bad the domestic situation inside the country is. So whether they will look for outside distractions or not is one of the questions we have to analyze in the coming days.
Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organization, Thaddeus McCarter, American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.